So position relaxed. Think of your chest, lifting your chest up whilst you're singing out. Start with the sound oo. Did you want to say perhaps how your throat feels, how you feel? Got a cold?
Yes, I have a cold. My throat is a little bit sore.
Okay.
I can't sing at all. I have no voice.
It all started with a small notice on the bulletin board at the theatre school. That was the spring of 1980. I don't know who put up the notice, but it was quite different from everything else pinned up there. It was a small, pale blue, handwritten notice. The writing was small and framed, and there was a map showing how to get there, to the Roy Hart Theatre. The notice was in French. Stage de voix, it said. Courses in voice production. But there was something else, and I think it was that which made me decide to go. It read, "For the fear of life in human beings is at least as great as the fear of death." It's amazing how voices and faces can change in the space of a week. What happened at my first Roy Hart Theatre course was that the participants all experienced changes and accomplished things so far beyond their own individual limitations that they underwent a personality transformation. Once, during a private lesson, I suddenly heard a mighty, forceful bass voice, something like Martti Talvela, coming out of me. I was so astonished that I stopped and looked round for whoever had produced such a voice. But there was no one there. The voice had emerged from inside me. I also sang with two voices at the same time. I roared like a lion, till I no longer knew who it was, me or my teacher, Hans, who was roaring. I cried like a baby for my mother, warbled my lover's name, belching out my voice. But the most unforgettable memory is when I heard my own true voice. It was after a very hard private lesson. Hans, my teacher, asked me how I felt. "Well, how are you feeling, Eva?"
"Fine,"
I said, in a beautiful, deep, warmly resonant voice. "That's your real voice," said Hans. Just afterwards, it was break time, and we went out into the lobby for a cup of coffee. As soon as I stepped over the threshold, my voice went up again, about an octave. Yes, I would love some coffee. Since then I have returned to the Roy Hart Theatre many, many times, but I have never recovered that voice, the one I like to think of as my voice.
Break it.
Roy Hart teaches Marita Günther. Look for the harshness, the impurities in the voice. Look for the little cracks, the motors. That's where the energy is stored. And it is the cracks that are the passageway to a bigger, richer, and purer voice. Guy Le Trust, medium.
Ce qui doit nous guider, en fait, c'est le son.
We should be guided by the sound, the sound
of
the voice.
Tu vois par exemple quelqu'un
qui
est malade,
if someone is ill,
sa voix change.
His voice
changes. Tu vois quelqu'un qui est épanoui,
if someone is excited,
qui est heureux,
his voice is different.
Donc, c'est le son.
It's the sound.
À travers derrière ce langage des hommes,
behind his speech,
tu as vraiment le son,
you find
le véritable
the true
son
voice
de l'individu.
Of the individual.
Quand tu es triste, tu pousses un cri de détresse qui n'est pas comme tous les autres cris. Mais le son, comme on dit, peut aussi agir différemment.
But the voice
c'est-à-dire
can
qu'il
also
peut faire écrouler un mur par ses vibrations.
It can bring down walls.
Et on parle de ça dans la Bible.
In the Bible, for example,
que les murs de Jéricho,
en
the trumpets
jours, of Jericho
se sont écroulés. Moi, je pense que le son, c'est quelque chose qui peut être bien,
the
mais
voice
qui peut être
may
aussi
do
mal.
Both good
c'est
and
selon
evil.
Les vibrations, les
it
modulations.
Depends on its vibrations.
Mais je pense aussi que c'est selon ton état d'évolution.
On your level of spiritual
ton
development.
État d'évolution, ça, c'est très important.
That's very important.
Si par exemple tu as une certaine évolution
the voice's
spirituelle,
level of evolution
alors ton son n'est pas comme celui qui
is interpreted by the cells like a message, and the cells react accordingly.
Je pense que les cellules doivent les capter comme un message et réagissent.
I again met Hans, my first unforgettable teacher from the Royhard Theatre, 8 years later, in Paris. He had left the theatre and set up shop as a private teacher in voice production. Not only had he changed name, nowadays he calls himself Gael, he'd also changed his ideology. He now totally rejects the Royhard Theatre's approach. He says that the theatre's methods are irrational and exclusively based on teacher-student interdependence. Singing students do indeed achieve unbelievable results and a personal breakthrough, but only as long as the lessons continue. The results cannot be repeated afterwards, and what was of value cannot be recovered, nor can you continue on your own. Gael also says that he has always had only one real wish, to be able to sing, beautifully for his own and others' delight. After 10 years with the Royhard Theatre, he can indeed produce the most imposing and hair-raising sounds, but his singing is as miserable as before.
That's right.
Wait, I want to ask something. I want to ask exactly about this starting of how to sing. Could you do it once?
Can you demonstrate, the
beginning?
Gael?
Could you do it once?
What you did was you started anxious. You can't always program yourself to not to be anxious.
Yeah.
The thing to do is that when the sound comes out anxious, is to immediately adjust. Is to adjust inside and try and free. So if you go, if you go, then pushing out, difficult because I've got my nose blocked as well.
Mm.
But the main thing to do is to not is to accept that it's not quite what it should be, and immediately start doing tiny adjustments, reduce, and go in the right direction, and don't concentrate on the fault. If you think, oh, I'm wrong and it's not right, then you tend to try and push to make it different. You have to hear that it's or feel more, because I don't want you to listen to this time, because you judge if you listen. Don't judge it, but just feel that it's not exactly what you want to feel, and then reduce, go to something softer and more refine it towards the back. Yawn.
Ah, I'm sorry, I'm getting irritated with myself again, because I notice every time I try to sort of make a sound, it goes up. Everything here is locked, completely locked. And that's what I don't understand. Is it possible to start making a sound without everything, without anything moving?
Of course it's possible, yes. Okay. Simple. That's a good position. Can you feel?
Yeah.
Oh,
Because of the intimate connection between sound and the psyche, our work has psychological as well as artistic implications. The basic question in all psychology is how to live one's life as it demands to be lived. What is often considered the most important element in our work is precisely that which is impossible to explain. The value of our work lies in our insistence on searching for those rare moments when people are genuinely touched by their own lives. And this is what is the most difficult of all, because the fear of life in human beings is at least as great as the fear of death.
Good afternoon. My name is Roy Hart. The following is a soul portrait. It is at the same time a biological education of the personality through the voice.
Roy Hart sings with two voices at the same time. I am Dionysus, the many-voiced god.
I am Dionysus, the many-faced god.
The Roy Hart Theatre calls its method the 8th octave method. They consider that each of us has an almost unlimited vocal potential. All voice categorization, soprano, contralto, baritone and bass, is artificial. The human voice has a common structure so that all these voices can be found within us, whether we are man, woman or child. Roy Hart was the son of a rabbi. He died in 1974.
I am
By looking for the voice, working with it, caring for it, dragging it from the depths of the soul, we can approach what it means to be a human being. When I speak of singing, I do not consider it only as an artistic exercise, but as a possibility and means of knowing oneself. Alfred Wolfson. It was Alfred Wolfson, a German Jew who fled Hitler to London, who laid the foundations of the Roy Hart Theatre's work. Experiences serving in the trenches during the First World War, the cries of the dying soldiers, were a turning point in Wolfson's life. He determined to devote himself entirely to research on the voice. Wolfson considered the voice the audible expression of man's innermost soul. He wanted to know why most people's voices are suppressed, monotonous, and spasmodic. He found that the voice is not merely a function of anatomy, but an expression of the whole personality. The limitations of the voice depend entirely on the psychological problems of the individual, and if you reverse this, then all aspects of the individual can be developed through the voice. Cosanna, you said yesterday that what lies between individuality and abandon is sensuality.
Yes, yes. Why? Because here I sense that this business of training tough and muscle,
yeah,
it prevents for what I feel is very much needed, and is to let it come out, the sensuality that you have, to get in touch with the feelings.
Cosanna Luca of the Roy Hart Theatre.
You see how all the repression and all this closed mouth and closed pelvis and everything is shrinked like that, very scared and distance.
Yeah.
So just how to start open and let it go.
Yeah.
And being with your
How
is it called that in English? Your
chin.
Your chin. So for me, it's very important to conquer this, or to look for the sensuality in the body, in the voice. But it's so different to sexuality.
Papa.
Moi, je pense que le son, c'est quelque chose de très important. Mais je pense aussi que, tu vois, tel qu'on rajeunit quand on mange des crudités, quand on mange les fruits de la terre, etc., qui sont quand même des produits du cosmique, c'est pas quelque chose que l'homme a fabriqué, mais c'est la nature qui l'a fabriqué. Bon, et je pense, moi j'ai l'impression que tel qu'on rajeunit sur notre physique, on rajeunit aussi de la voix quand on mange des crudités. Ça, j'en suis persuadé. Et même, ça t'apporte une hauteur de vibration que peut-être que tu n'avais plus. Et à partir de là, les choses changent de tonalité.
Personally, I think that in the same way that we are rejuvenated by eating raw vegetables and fruits, which are the products of the cosmic and not of man, as we grow younger physically, our voices also get younger through eating raw vegetables. And this brings vibrations that you perhaps no longer had, and a new tonality is achieved. They say, perhaps, that Eva's voice has not really changed, but its vibrations aren't the same as they used to be. And that, I think, is the whole point. What's it gonna be, baby?
Do you want me?
I want you.
Said I want you.
Tell me, baby.
Do you want me? I gotta know, I gotta know. Do you want me? Baby, 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 listen to me. I may not know what I'm going, baby. Ooh. I may not know what I need. One thing's for certain, baby. I know what I want, hey. And it's a preacher, baby.
Preacher, baby.
I want you.
The Voice is the Muscle of the Soul was written, narrated, and directed by Ava Odrashinsky for the Department of Cultural and Documentary Programs at LICE Radio Finland. Producer, Barbara Holmberg. Studio technician, Maya-Lisa Kallio. With English translation provided by the English Center in Helsinki. New American Radio wishes to thank Barbara Holmberg and LICE Radio for their cooperation in presenting this edited version to American audiences.